You're listening to SBS News.
The biggest threat may have passed, but the challenging rebuild in Western Australia from ex-tropical cyclone Seroja is just beginning. Much of the damage was concentrated around Kalbarri, 580 kilometres north of Perth and home to some 1,400 residents. The state's Emergency Services Commissioner, Darren Clem, says the popular tourist town is reeling.
Our current estimate is that 70% of the town of Kalbarri has sustained some degree of damage, and 40% of that 70% is categorised as major, including complete loss of property.
A red alert remains in place for the town of Northampton, where residents are urged to stay indoors. More than 31,000 homes remain without power. Premier Mark McGowan says the cyclone made landfall on the Midwest coast, with powerful winds said to be the strongest experienced in 50 years.
The devastation caused by ex-tropical cyclone Seroja is widespread and severe. We are thinking of all those people who have lost their homes, their livelihoods, or suffered serious damage to their property. It's devastating for these families and these communities.
The Premier has asked for federal government assistance with the clean-up from the cyclone, which moved rapidly southeast and out to sea in the Southern Ocean, weakening to a tropical low.
Emergency crews have been working throughout the day to assess damage and restore power. It is too early to provide a complete picture of the total damage. Early assessments show Kalbarri and Northampton have been the worst hit areas, but many more areas have also sustained significant damage. This is heartbreaking. All Western Australians are thinking of those people who've been affected. We're all with you. We're ready to help in any way that we can. The next few days, however, will be very, very tough and difficult. But we will get through this together.
Carnarvon's historic one-mile jetty has been all but destroyed, while a roof has been severely damaged at the popular Monkey Mia Resort. It's rare to see cyclones hit Western Australia as far south as Seroja did, and as a result many homes in the region were not built to withstand the power of the storm. Kalbarri resident Rebecca Bond's house was one of those.
I just opened the door to my bedroom and we have no roof.
Commissioner Clem says aerial crews are assessing the damage, with several evacuation centres set up for those forced to leave their homes.
Our focus right at this moment is supporting the rapid damage assessment so that we can get a full picture exactly of what the damage is, and then begin to undertake getting those people back on their feet, the clean-up of the debris that's as a result of the passage of the cyclone, and then assisting with the recovery effort into reconstruction.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the Commonwealth Disaster Plan has been activated, with the Defence Force providing aircraft for evacuations and the transportation of emergency workers and supplies. Weather Bureau senior meteorologist Sarah Scully has told the ABC the worst of Cyclone Seroja is over.
Well, the good news is, I suppose, that there's no more bad weather on its way. So the recovery effort won't be, I guess, impeded by any worsening conditions. As it moves further out into the Bight tonight and into tomorrow, we're expecting it to drag that wet and that damaging weather with it. We're not expecting any more severe weather associated with this particular system.
Gareth Borum, SBS News.